welcome everyone to February's edition of the Pitching In NPL show, and you join us here back at the award-winning Heaton Hops. I'm round the table here, back at the award-winning Heaton Hops. We're joined by matchday coordinator from the Northern Premier League, Mr. James Hayes.
I love how he coordinates all the matches.
Commentator coordinator from 26-0, Burke is with us.
That's going to cause a row.
Deal with it with Luke, it's fine. Yeah. And Simo is here as well, non-league reporter from the great county of Cheshire. And round the table here at the Heaton Hops, we're here to discuss promotion, playoffs, mid-table glory, and of course the fight for survival. All in one little bundle of joy that is the NPL show.
I mean, I wouldn't call the survival bit joy necessarily. I mean,
well, if you get that fourth spot,
if you survive,
then you're laughing, aren't you? Literally. Yeah. And, well, certainly laughing up at the top of the league. Glorious segue.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yep. Wasn't it? Radcliffe, let me just work this out. 15 points clear up at the top at time of recording. James. When you're leaving us, is this it?
Continue what they're doing. Obviously, the guys' result at the start of February was a bit of a, well, fantastic game, 4-3 defeat, just stuttering a little bit in the middle of the month, but it's just Radcliffe being Radcliffe at this moment in time. Jordan Hume's getting his goal scoring boots back on at the right time. Again, it's one of them, it's Radcliffe just getting results the way they can, late, very late on. Basically, now 16 points off the title.
Obviously, they did get beat by Geisler. They've had a couple of draws, but really, it's just ticking on, isn't it?
It is, but that's the point I was going to make. If you ask me about Radcliffe, is they've given away 7 points this month to the chasing pack, and yet they're actually further ahead than when they started. I mean, we're laughing, but to make a more serious point, it just reinforces what we always say about how hard it is to go on a run in this league, and a lot of the teams underneath them have been playing each other and taking points off each other, so it's not done Radcliffe any damage whatsoever. I mean, they knew they got rigor room anyway. They can't kind of have foot to the pedal all the way to the end. There's going to have to be a little bit of a bump in the road, and a bump in the road when they still only lost one of the 6 league games they played since we last recorded this monthly show. So it's hardly a crisis. In fact, I would say the last 2 results, when they beat Marine and then they won at Ilkeston, show that, almost said that they're back on track. They weren't off track, but like that reinforces the, like, you know, all right, we had a little dip against Avon Coles, but, you know, we're okay.
But at the same time, though, they're getting the results, they're like the Marine, the Ilkeston, they're winning when everyone else is getting beat at this moment in time.
But you look at the games they've got to come, they have to play 4 out of the bottom 5. It's curtains for everyone else now, isn't it? We can call it, can't we?
Are you calling it?
What is the earliest?
Are you calling it, Burke? Are you calling it?
I'm calling it.
He's calling it. Burke's calling it, everyone.
Well done, Radcliffe.
You didn't say 10 points at the start of the season. You wouldn't have said 15, would you?
I certainly wouldn't have said 15, but I mean, I probably said 10 points for Mac, didn't there, or something.
Whatever happens now, to be 15 points clear as we head towards the middle of March is pretty emphatic. Fantastic. In a league like this.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they've done it at a canter, really, haven't they? They've lost 1 out of the last 9 games since they went out of the trophy to Barnet. Sounds like they were pretty unlucky to lose that one as well, to be fair, but yeah, they've done great. I mean, there were a couple of warning shots across the bow, though, weren't they? Atherton Coles going 2-0 up and then being 2-0 up going into injury time. And I don't know how they pulled a draw out of that, but they have. And then they go and beat Marine 3-2. They have a decent result against Ilson as well. They're the real deal. We've been saying it all season, and John Owen Bernard done an absolutely top-notch job.
Well, you're in the realm of, like, putting them up against one of the best champions we've had for quite some time. If they carry on, you know, we're on 71 points now, what could they get to? They've scored 82 goals already. We'll see what the final numbers are, but they're going to be right up there with some of the teams we kind of look back on now saying, wow, they were one of the best champions that we've had.
At the minute, James, I'm just trying to work out the points thing. Is it Macclesfield who are actually the ones who are the closest with points per game?
Yeah, correct on that one. So I think, working out, I say Radcliffe need 16 for the title, but they only need 8 for the playoffs at this moment, so they could theoretically do it the same weekend.
Wow. I suspect they might just sneak into the playoffs.
remember, it was only a couple of shows ago, they were officially safe. Remember that? just to speak about Macclesfield, we'll speak about them in more detail in a second, but I forgot to mention in the introduction, we'll be here for Michael Clegg shortly, because obviously we've got the FA Trophy quarter-final coming up against Colville Town this weekend for Macclesfield, and we will be here from Michael Clegg. But the team in second place at the minute, Birke, is Hyde United. Yeah, 56 points.
The Mighty Tigers,
4 points inside the playoffs. A 3-2 win over Atherton Coles on Saturday. I mean, we had Nick Spoon on the show a couple of weeks ago. It's going all right still.
Yeah, decent. The unbeaten run came to an end against Whitby in controversial
fashion. I believe
fashion.
So. Did it cross the line?
No, of course it didn't cross the line. It was
well,
nowhere
I had to
near.
Ask.
Well, of course you did. But, yeah, and then an absolute bang on penalty turned down and Joe Bunny gets booked. It was just a bizarre bit of refereeing, but, you know, rough with a smooth and all that kind of thing. Come back from 2-0 down against Coles. Because Hyde had been a little bit wobbly the last few weeks. You know, a few unconvincing performances against teams down the bottom. Not beaten Basford, not beaten Stafford. Scrapped a 3-2 win against Coles, who, by the way, I know we're going to be coming on to Coles later on in the relegation battle. They've got a real chance, you know.
Well, it's the games in hand, and Chaddy's got them fighting, hasn't he?
Yeah, he really has, but come to that. It's going to be a real dogfight at the top of the league for the playoff positions, though, because there's a lot of teams around there who are very capable of sneaking in. I mean,
it got to the stage, didn't it, last month, where we were talking about it stretching out, and it may be stopping at 8th and 9th. It's gone back to 10th again now, hasn't it? Ashton United have done enough to get themselves back into this.
We talked, didn't we? I thought you might ask this. We had Ilkeston in the mix last week. They are definitely out of it now. We did skew that up of saying they had a really difficult month, and so it turned out to be. But I was thinking, who else can we kind of cross off apart from them? The answer is nobody. Down to 10th, everybody has a good chance of getting in the playoffs, which is amazing. We're going into March, got 10 teams in.
And even then, you look at some of the form with some of the teams underneath that at the moment.
Gains were flying up the table.
Exactly. Yeah. 4-5 game winning streak at this moment in time. So.
Exactly. With Hyde, though, this is a real make or break month for the Tigers. They've got a run of 3 games on the spin against Rylands at home, Worksop away, and Macclesfield at home. Real, real tough run, but Hyde had a proper nails run around Christmas as well and came out of it unscathed. So if they can do that again, then Hyde will be set fair for the playoffs. But that is a real big, tough sequence of matches, and if they can come through it, they'll be alright.
I just hope we don't come to regret the draws against Basford and Stafford.
Yeah, I agree, but then we're playing FC United after that, so that's 3 points on the board, isn't it?
Obviously, shots fired too early. I'm not in a position to even stand up at this point. But anyway, the experience you've had from last season with Nick Spooner, he's learnt a lot, but the little bit of experience that he's sprinkled into the squad, you are in a better position, aren't you?
I'd say there's a little bit of added wiliness. Players who've been round the block a few times with Harry Bonarat. We had Jack Redshaw last season as well, but Luis Alessandra won the league last season with South Shields, back on home turf now, and they've looked really good. And when they're singing, they're brilliant, absolutely fantastic. Some good young players coming through as well, and Hyde are, I'd say, a smidge better than they were last season. Certainly more consistent.
Now, Simo,
yeah.
Warrington Rylands are also on 56 points. They actually have a game in hand as well, and they won on Tuesday night against FC United.
Yeah.
Sam Wilson's there with Dean Furman. We saw with Lancaster, if you get the senior players in, it can have a positive impact. How important was that win on Tuesday for them, just to steady things a little bit?
Huge, coming off the back of the home defeat against Gainsborough. And you do wonder whether there was a little bit of a hangover there from the Michael Clegg departure. I mean, we did just very quickly in passing mention Gainsborough. They're in good form at the moment, so it's not a scandalous outcome, but it was a surprising outcome. And all of us would have kind of been holding our breath going, is it going to unravel? The answer is, we still don't really know, but it's such an important win. They came from behind, obviously, to win the game against FC United. And you can see from Sam Wilson's interview afterwards, like, the relief, but also the sense that, like, we may be able to kick on from here now. Because everyone's kind of looking at Ryland to go in.
Are they, you the ones to drop
they
out?
They could be the ones to drop out. And I mean, that can be a motivating factor for them, by the way. If they keep the group together, it looks like they're going to.
Well, the 6 points ahead of Lancaster, who are in seventh, and Lancaster have got 8 games left.
Yeah. Their destiny is in their hands, is one of the cliches we often use at the time of the season. And that's not a bad position to be in. But yeah, I think that's an enormous 3 points on Tuesday.
I fully agree with you there, Simo. It's they needed to really come back. They lost against Bradford Park, haven't you?
Yes.
They lost again.
Yeah.
4-1 against Gainsborough. You know, real heavy defeat, that. But we know they've lost to Derby. Arguably, though, the bigger loss for them isn't what's on the pitch, it's Cleggy and the backroom staff. that have gone, the culture that they'd put in place there, everyone pulling in the same directions. It's classic Cleggy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And obviously coming up for Rylands, Bradford Park Avenue away this weekend, Bamber Bridge at home, then Hyde United.
Yeah, that's the crunch game, that.
Yeah, they've also got Marine and Geisler and Lancaster and Worksop.
Yeah, they're crunch games as
well. There's a lot of crunch games coming up for Rylands. It's certainly going to be interesting.
Rylands have got a massive game this on Easter Monday, potentially, just obviously a week after Hyde, in the form of Marine at home, which could be another crucial one there too.
Yes. Crunch game alert.
More crunch games. Yeah. Fourth place Marine, incidentally. 3 points inside the playoffs. Simmer, what do you make of them at the moment? And
it's been a little bit of a mixed bag. Although you can defend that and say, you know, they've played Radcliffe and Mac. You know, however, if you're Marine, you've got aspirations of playing in the National League North next season, and that absolutely is their aspiration. You want to measure yourself against certainly the champions elect and also one of your direct rivals. So it will sting a little bit that they've lost both of those games. They're still in a really good position, although they are right in the thick of this battle now. And on this theme of tricky runs, they've got a hell of a run of games coming up. Geisley home, Lancaster away. They've also got Rylands, as has been mentioned, at the end of the month. They've got a really, really tough run.
Potentially Ashton at the last game of the season.
Yeah, so, but also Coles on the penultimate game. So, you know, they could be fighting for every point still. So
whilst those defeats aren't in isolation, you know, it can happen. You can lose to two of the better teams. It has put them in a position where they had less wriggle room than previously.
I'll come back to Mac. They obviously feature in fifth position at the moment. Geisler, just outside the playoffs, 1 point behind Macclesfield. Macclesfield do have a game in hand. James, Geisler, big win on Tuesday night against Atherton Coles. Really, really important win, given what happened to them in their match against Stafford Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone saw the Stafford Rangers game being going that way as well, but again, Stafford have been on good form recently themselves, so...
Is this just a case of you don't want to be playing any team in the relegation places at the moment?
To any team in the top half or the bottom half. I mean,
even mid-table, that's to say it.
But yeah, you look at Kaiser's month in general as well, they've been dropping, other than, again, Radcliffe at the start of the month, they've been dropping points against sides around them in the league table. So again, before the Radcliffe win, defeat to Macclesfield, draw with Ashton United when Ashton, again, were on form. I'll come back to them because obviously...
Did they beat Radcliffe though, didn't they?
That's what I said before. They beat Radcliffe, so that's a great result there. And obviously, they've recalled Tom Pratt back ready for the running. They'll want to try and make it 6 points against Radcliffe this coming weekend, too.
And we spoke about crunch games coming up. Guys, they've got Radcliffe, Marine, Whitby, then Ilkeston. Then they've got Lancaster and Rylands, finishing things off with Matlock FC and Workington. There's some peaks in there, let's say, for difficulty. There's also a couple of games against teams comfortably mid table in April.
And you look, they've got the big advantage of not having a game on Easter Monday as well, because of
so
Mass United.
Are guys, like, obviously there's no easy game. I don't know if anyone's ever said that, but right in it.
But I think what the recurring theme is, and the common thread between the when we're going through these teams is, this is going to go, I think, quite deep into April, if not to the last game of the season. I just can't see, because there's so many head-to-heads, I just can't see somebody, and that's been the theme of this month. You know, we were joking about Radcliffe earlier, the drop points but extended the lead. It's so hard to go on a 4-5 game winning run in this division. So, so difficult. And if you're playing head-to-heads against your direct rivals, you've got loads riding on the game for them as well. It's even more difficult. Guys, you're definitely still in the hunt. Definitely.
That's a stinking run of that's games they've got, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but once they've got those out of the way, they are...
They need to be in touch, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. Once they've got those games out of the way, they might be in 10th and waving bye to the player.
Now, speaking of stringing the results together, I think we can safely say Lancaster did that.
They really did.
Until last night.
Yeah. What do we take from that result? I mean... Is that Ashton United going, right, we either get beat here and knock ourselves out of the playoff race, or we win and get back into it? I think Ashton have done that.
It defied form, because Lancaster was 6 unbeaten. They were the form team going into it, and Ashton hadn't won any of the previous three. I think they'd drawn a couple in there, so it wasn't a losing run as such.
Oh, hang on, there was a very fun game in the FA, sorry, the Lancashire Trophy, where they lost 7-4 at home against Bamber Bridge. Absolutely ridiculous.
That's Lancaster who lost, yeah. So for Lancaster to lose that game 5-0, that's come a little bit from nowhere. It'll be a huge shot in the arm for Ashton United, who we'll come on to in a minute. And now we're all going to look and see how Lancaster respond to that. It's quite bruising to get a spanking like that.
Because Lancaster are 3 points outside the playoffs, but there's 8 games left for them of the season. Whereas Ashton United are 7 points outside the playoffs. They've still got 11 games left. So
yeah, it's going to be tough, I think, for both of those, either of those, to sneak into the playoffs, yeah, to be honest. However, they've got a relatively kind run in, but
in fact, well, we've got to finish on the roll because obviously getting
four of the next five games are away.
Yeah, fair point.
Matlock Morpeth, they've got a home game against Marine, they've got a game against Guys as well at Nevermore. They finish with April, Bamber Bridge, Gainsborough, and then away trips to Rylands and FC United.
I suspect last night's result was an aberration rather than pointing towards anything in particular. They've gone 6 games unbeaten after Chris Wilcox's first game in charge, when they lost 4-0 against Hyde at home as well, where they just weren't at the races from the off. They looked a little bit deflated. But after that, they've gelled, they've congealed, if you will, into a decent unit that we know they are anyway. And all right, last night's result aside, I think Chris Wilcock will be pretty pleased
really
with what he's seen.
14 points he's put on the board for them, really good.
Now, Worksop Town.
Yeah.
Ben, it's not so long ago we were talking about Worksop being absolutely nailed on for the playoffs. Yeah. Like, these are the real deal.
And it's
they're
not
very
done,
good
they're 4 points outside.
No, exactly. But they have been a little bit rickety. Losing 4-2 against Bamber Bridge.
That's the one,
great draw against, well, I say great draw, a creditable draw away against Radcliffe. You know, nothing wrong with that at all.
No, in fairness, they deserved the point in that one. If anything, he could have took three away.
Coming up for Worksop, Ashton. Ashton away this weekend.
Big game.
That is a huge game. Then they've got Macclesfield next week, Bradford Park Avenue, Hyde United. Then they start April with Basford away, Workington at home, Morpeth away, Rylands at home, and Atherton Coles away. So there are some elements in there for Worksop, I think, but that game this weekend.
Yeah, they want to get, there'll be like a cold spring after the Bamber Bridge defeat. They really want to get that out of their system, and if they do, then they might be able to kick on again. But yeah, then their percentage chance is reduced compared to previous editions of this show.
Shall we discuss Whitby Town? Ninth position, 7 points outside the playoffs. They've got 11 games left of the season. That includes the points deduction they've had as well. Whitby, a 1-0 win over Matlock Town. They just need to keep going, don't they? And they've got the experience of the FA Cup. They know how to play the big games.
For Whitby, this month's heading is see last month. Because I made the point that they had this glut of home games. And if they could make the most of that, they would remain in contention. And since we last recorded, they've played 4 league games at home, 1-3, drawn 1. They've picked up 10 points. And to kind of reinforce that, 4 of their next 5 NPL games are all at home. If they can carry on at that ratio, they are right back in the race for promotion. Do not rule them out. The signs are encouraging. They can pick up points at home, providing the weather doesn't cause them issues with the running in the fixture list. That would be a concern. They have had some games called off up there, as have lots of teams in the north east of England, by the way, North Yorks. But yeah, they're definitely in it.
What an interesting last few games they've got as well, though.
I know.
They've got Radcliffe and Macclesfield at home.
They start off this weekend with Gainsborough at home. Then they're in the semi-finals of the North Riding Cup. And when you got to that stage, you want to win
it, don't you? Yeah.
Against Gainsborough Town. Then back to league action with Bradford Park Avenue. And
it's Gisborough. Sorry.
Is it a derby? Little in joke.
Love that. Against Gisborough Town. Then back to league action against Bradford Park Avenue and Guiseley at home. Or Gisley, if you will. Matlock Town. Matlock Town and FC United and Ashton United finishing off March. And then they've got, basically, they've got that many games left. This fixture list needed its own show, really, didn't it? Morpeth, Stafford, Radcliffe, Bamber Bridge and Macclesfield. Lots to fit in, but
yeah. But if they get on a roll, like I say, at home, they could still do it.
And is that it?
No. There's one more team. How can you not mention Ashton
Steve
United?
Steve Cunningham is on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought we covered Ashton.
Not really. You mentioned him in conjunction.
All right. It's now time for Ashton United corner here at Hurst Cross.
Thank you.
Now, they've got themselves back into this, haven't they?
Yeah, definitely. They've gone on a great run. They snatched the last gasp 2-2 draw against Hyde United on New Year's Day and not looked back since. They've only lost one in the last 10 games, Ben. Some really interesting results in there. They've started scoring 4-3, 4-2, 3-3, 4-2, 5-0 against Lancaster the other night. So they've suddenly found their rhythm for hitting the back of the net, and they're doing it at exactly the right time. They've got a few home games coming up as well. They outnumber their away games, and I think they're in with a shout, you know. I really do. Marine on the last day isn't ideal for him, of course, but...
How exciting, though, is it? Where
basically, six teams are going to finish fifth.
But how exciting is it? So when, you know, you've ignoring Radcliffe, you've got 10 teams there, the top 10, always something to play for. Yep. And, you know, you look at this game this weekend at Hurst Cross, Ashton United against Worksop Town. It's like proper, isn't it?
Yeah, two, right. Yeah. Worksop beat Ashton. Well, they're the only team that beat them in the last 10 games. A narrow defeat over at in Nottinghamshire. And
tell you what, though. It's a great game. Marine at home, last game of the season.
I have said that, Ben.
I know, I'm just throwing it out there.
Also, potentially the fact they could be the champion wreckers as well, because I think when you look at target dates, things like that, it could be the day, one of the days Radcliffe could seal the title. Would Ashton United want to play that role going into the
they'd be delighted.
Thanks for checking with us first.
They'd be made up to do that.
So Worksop, Gainsborough, Radcliffe away, Macclesfield, Whitby, that's March, then into April for Ashton United, FC, Bamber Bridge, Ilkeston, Stafford, and finishing things off with Marine at home.
And finally on Ashton United, our ace, to see Jason Gilchrist firing the goals in again.
In good form.
Absolutely.
17 goals this season, yeah.
Now, is that it?
Yes. I'm going to say no.
And I think we're on the same page here, James. Are we thinking the same team? Yeah? You're going to say it?
Gainsborough.
Gainsborough, yes. They're 12 points from the playoffs, 10 games remaining.
It was never in doubt.
They've hit form.
And they needed to. Because the theme last month was couldn't buy a win. And we were like, could they get dragged in? So that is a definite reason for celebration. And Russ Wilcox has kind of turned it around. It's a bit unfair, isn't it? But he's certainly kind of got them going back in the right direction.
Can they get closer?
They've got the games in hand.
Listen, if they can finish in the top half from where they were, that represents a really good season.
Absolutely. I mean, we were talking about pre-season as being outsiders for the drop.
Yeah.
They've done really well to get where they are. However, you're saying they're on a charge. They've won four games on the spin. We know it's difficult to put that kind of run together. However, the next three games are away. None of them are particularly easy. All right, they're going to Whitby on Saturday. They just beat 2-0 last week. Mm. But I don't see him making a charge.
No. Let's go through this fixture list. Whitby this weekend, as you say, Burke. Matlock away, Ashton United away. Then Workington at home, Bamber Bridge away. Then into April, Stafford at home, Lancaster away, Hyde at home, Bradford Park Avenue away, Radcliffe at home. And by that time, you're on your way to Lumpolly, aren't you, at that point?
I'll be handing a trophy out somewhere that day.
Yeah, you'll be done. So Gainsborough. We'll come back to Workington in a second. I feel bad for leaving Workington out, but they've got 8 games left, which is why I've suggested maybe Gainsborough have an outside chance. But what about Macclesfield this weekend, taking on Colville Town, our old friends of the Southern Central, in the quarterfinals of the FA Trophy? Let's catch up now with the manager at the Moss Rose, and it's a big welcome back to the show to Michael Clegg.
Well, Michael, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the FA Trophy quarter final, and before we talk about the great win over Marine last week, how are you settling in to things at the Moss Rose? It's been a few weeks since we caught up, and the big moves happened. How are you settling in?
Yeah, we've really enjoyed it. We've walked into a good squad who are in good form, and so it's been a bit of a mad one, because you normally go into a job, don't you, when probably someone's been sacked or on a bad run or something like that. So it's been nothing really like that for us. So It's been a bit different. It's just been kind of business as usual and just getting to know everyone, really. But, yeah, we've settled in quite well.
And I'm imagining as well, because in the past couple of interviews we've done where you were the Warrington Rylers manager, you expressed, you know, your affection for the club, what it's brought to you and how much you were enjoying your time there at Gorsey Lane. I'm imagining the decision itself to leave was bittersweet.
Yeah, it was tough. It was a really bad week, to be honest, because I was really happy and settled there, as was Lewis and Unty as well. So it was tough. It weren't easy, but I think then obviously once you kind of take the emotion away from it and drill it down to what it is, it's, you know, it's one of the biggest clubs in non-league, if not the biggest, some would argue. And then once you speak to the owners and the plans, it's just so tough to turn down. And obviously now we're here, we're really excited about what's in front of us.
Yeah, and you've had to wait a while, though, haven't you, to play a game? I mean, there was I think your first game was going to be Atherton Coles, wasn't it, ironically?
Like I say, it all happened that quick. I'd not even really noticed. And then once I got the job, then it were kind of, right, let's start planning. And I was like, oh, it's Coles, a crossroad from my house. Everybody I know, I was thinking it could only happen to me. But obviously, we went there, that got called off, so we had a bit more time on the training pitch to get prepped for Marine then, so it all worked out.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a result against Marine. That was, it probably was the game of the weekend just gone. And we know the quality of the squad that's been built there this season. And, you know, when you've got John Rooney and Tunde Owolabi scoring for you, you know you've got a good squad. But what a result that was against Marine, because Neil Young's created a good squad as well on Merseyside.
Yeah, obviously I've got a lot of respect for Young in Marina, a good side, a team I know pretty well. And it were a tough game. I think, if I'm being completely honest, a draw would have been the fair result, but I think we just had that little bit of luck with us on the day, and probably that was the only thing what split us apart. There was a few out-in-mouth moments. It definitely wasn't Mac's best display of the season, and we lost like three of our back four to injuries in the five-minute spell, which made us just cling on for the last 15, 20 minutes, really. But I think with that, the fans saw another side of us, and it was a side they seemed to like. They had a lot of positive feedback, and I think just the basics of football, in kicking, heading and blocking the last 20 minutes kind of saw us through. And I think that's probably something Mac have not necessarily been known for this season, but we're hoping we can add a bit of steel to us now and combine that with our forward play, and hopefully we can end strong.
And obviously, promotion still, I'm imagining, the target for Macclesfield this season. And you know, you are in the playoff positions now, just 3 points off second place, Hyde United, and you've got three games in hand. I'll cover off that angle in a second or two. But how useful was it to finally get a game played ahead of the Colville Town match in the FA Trophy? Because this match this weekend is equally massive.
They're all big. I think when we've took over the job, I think the remit's really simple. Macclesfield want to win every football game until they get to the Football League. I don't think it becomes kind of any more simpler than that, to be honest. And we're going to be under pressure, and there's going to be people from the outside looking in, but we can only control what we can control, and that's, I think, 11 cup finals left, and then this game against Colville on Saturday. So there's something to play for in every game. Lads are going to have to be ready. We're going to have to bring our A game to it in terms of our prep, our training, our quality, what we bring. So we're just excited, and we're really proud to be given the opportunity to represent such a big club. So this ain't kind of the end of the road for us. We're just getting started. We've been lucky enough to be given the platform now, and now we've got to work as hard as ever, myself, Auntie and Lou, to go and deliver for the owners, and that's what we intend to do.
Yeah, and just two games away from Wembley as well, so it's quite a surreal situation you find yourselves in as a coaching staff, I'm imagining, because like you say, it's a brilliant platform. What's your thoughts on the challenge, though, of Colville Town? Because they're step three as well in the Southern Central. They've had their equal share of cup upsets this year in the trophy. So what's your thoughts on this challenge?
It's going to be tough. I think, we haven't watched at weekend. We've done a little bit of research and analysis into them and how they try and play. And we know they're clever at certain things. But listen, we're at home in front of probably 4,000, and we've got to set the game to them. It's going to be on us. I think every time we step out at our own pitch, it's going to be on us to set the game to opposition. So there's always going to be respect there for the opposition, but ultimately it lies in our hands, and it's up to us to go and play fast attacking football and get the goals to see us through. And like you say, 180 minutes from Wembley was a massive factor in the decision for us three to leave. In football, it's obviously the dream, Wembley and promotions and all that. And we're in a good place, so, I mean, let's see what happens. But, yeah, it is stuff what dreams are made of when you think about what could potentially be.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, as well, after the Colville game, you've got to switch your attention straight back to the league. Plenty of league games to come for Macclesfield in the closing couple of months. I mean, how do you see that side of things? You know, the likes of Worksop and Stafford away straight after Colville.
Listen, they're tough, aren't they? I think it's proven in the NPL this year. There's just so many teams who are nip and tuck, and you know, you can be a bad decision or a well-worked set piece or a deflection on the other side of a loss. There's not that much between teams. So we're just a game at a time, us. We know Worksop's going to be tough. But first and foremost, we're just focusing on Colville, and then we'll switch our attention straight away after that game back to the league. And yeah, we're ready for it. The players are ready for it. The club's ready for it. The staff are ready for it. So we know every game's going to be a dogfight. And like you said, we're definitely not going to leave anything on the pitch, that's for sure.
Yeah, just a closing question really, Michael, as well, just about this, what's possible really. I mean, it's like I said, it must feel surreal at times, but you're a couple of games away from Wembley potentially. Obviously, we've got the playoff race and the race for promotion. How much are you looking forward to it all, and what's possible at the Mossrose in the last couple of months?
I can't wait. Obviously, it's what it's all about. You want to be at the top end. You want to be in the latter stages of cup competitions. And I mean, I've been there for a long time. I mean, at my time at Coles, it was this kind of pressure at the end of every year, cup finals, going for leagues. So it's something I'm definitely used to. But like you said, we just prepare every week at a time now at this point and take each game for what it is. We don't plan too far in front because with suspensions, injuries, things were happening non-league, you can't do that. So yeah, we're just focusing completely 100% on Colville right now and everything else kind of out of the window this week. And then next week it'll be the focus will switch to Worksop and so on and so forth, and that's how we intend to run it.
And just to mention for the fans just before you go as well, Michael, just about you already said upwards towards 4,000 or so at the Mossrose this weekend. It's going to be a brilliant atmosphere, isn't it?
Oh, 100%, yeah. They were great on Saturday. You know, they really got behind us when it was getting tough and backs were to the walls towards the end. But listen, we've got a great fan base. It's up to us to deliver now, to give them what they want. They've been nothing but supportive of me and the staff since we've walked through the door. And, you know, I think if we can make the team something they can be proud of and honest and hard working with a bit of quality, I think they'll always appreciate us putting in a full shift. And that's kind of the message to the players before they go on the pitch every week. Just give everything you can and let's try and win every football game we can. And that starts again Saturday.
Well, fingers crossed for everyone at Macclesfield. And Michael Clegg, manager of Macclesfield, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck this weekend in the FA Trophy. Fingers crossed you get through to the semi-finals. And we'll catch up again very soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Macclesfield manager Michael Clegg there, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching in NPL show. Big good luck to Macclesfield this weekend. What's the chances?
Colville eliminated Mac from the FA Cup last season. They're quite a difficult opponent to read because they've just changed managers. So Adam Stevens left, friend of the show, former friend of the show, Adam Stevens. Last month, Ian King has come in, who was doing a very tidy job at Barwell. And they're going on quite nicely in the evidence that we've got. But the difficulty for Mac is he's not a lot of kind of sample to look at how Ian King has changed the team around. So Colville do have the element of surprise a little bit on Saturday in that it's going to be difficult to plan for what they're going to throw at Mac. And they have eliminated three higher-ranked teams on their runs this round. Mac have eliminated higher-ranked teams as well. So the danger for Mac would be, oh, look at the teams we've eliminated. We've only got to get past Colville, and that could bite them on the back. So I just cannot see a Michael Clegg managed team, even though he's only just walked through the door, making that mistake. But I think it'll be really tight.
I think it'll be an interesting game, and I fully agree with you on the Cleggy point, because it's Cleggy. They've already bought into him. They know he's good. They've played, most of the Macclesfield team, they've played against these sides. They know how tough they are. You know, they're greater than the sum of the parts a lot of the time. And I think this is a great game for Cleggie to get his feet under the table after a very, very good win against Marine on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, that's the top half of the table and the FA Trophy. Let's go to the bottom end of the table now. And, Berkey, you mentioned Atherton Coles earlier.
I did.
And they find themselves 5 points from safety currently. They do have two games in hand over Basford outside the relegation places. They've got two games in hand on Brad Park Avenue and a game in hand over Stafford Rangers. Still very much involved in this. A draw against Radcliffe. But in this run, they've had to play an informed Gainsborough,
yep,
Hyde United,
yep,
and Geisler.
Yep.
So you get 4 points out of that if you throw in the Morpeth win. It's not a bad set of results, really.
No, and it's not just that. They're scoring goals at last. Since the turn of the year, they're averaging 2 goals a game. The only problem is they're conceding 2 goals again, well, 2 and a little bit goals per game. They can't defend, but all of a sudden they've found the scoring boots, and Enoch Lucianna coming in.
Great.
He scored 10 goals in 18 games, a fantastic record, especially for a team down the bottom of the table. And this isn't a run where he's scoring 2 goals here, 3 goals there, 2 goals there. It's 1 goal a game. He hasn't scored more than 1 goal a game since he's been at Coles. It's the most bizarre run.
And to throw this out there as well, Simo, because this is a big match now for Atherton Coles. They've got Morpeth away, Bamber Bridge away, FC at home, Basford at home.
Winnable matches, every single one of them.
Points to be picked up.
I think generally just with
James, I've not even included Workington away in Ilkeston and Stafford as we head into mid-April.
Yeah. I think we've Atherton, they've just been a little bit unlucky recently. They've been leading games again, the Radcliffe one.
2-0 up against Hyde on Saturday as well, and just sort of fell away in the second half.
There's still a glimmer of hope there, I think, for Atherton Coles.
I think they can do it, you know, Teagot. I really, really do. Chaddy's got a little bit of belief back in the side there. If you're scoring, you've got a chance. And they remind me, actually, of Liver's Edge from last season, when the last couple of months where they were just going gung-ho. They were flying. I mean, all right, they were conceding millions of goals, but they were scoring plenty. They weren't leaving anything out there. They were really, really going for it, entertaining, keeping the fans on the side. They're not going down with a whimper here. They're proper going for it, and it's the old Cole spirit which is finally coming back to him.
You look at the last 6-7 seasons as well, there's been one team that's been heavily cut adrift, potentially 2 or 3 in some cases. This year, it's a proper fight down the bottom end, really. Mm-hmm.
That takes us to Stafford Rangers, and obviously a big game just taking place between Stafford Rangers and Bradford Park Avenue. In all fairness, though, they're still in this. 4 points from Hyde and Geisler. Someone was going to get beat between Bradford Park Avenue and Stafford, weren't they?
Yeah, so, unless they drew.
Unless they drew, but
they really would have wanted to build on that win against Geisley. It was a massive, massive game on Saturday to come out the wrong side of it, and yet it was only a penalty that settled it as well. And a nice contrast to the point that Berkey's made. Stafford can't score.
Yeah.
They've not scored in five of the last
seven
games.
Jammer.
Goals are very, very hard to come by, and that's not a good recipe for survival. Their next two games are against Radcliffe and Macclesfield, so it doesn't get any easier for them. I was thinking about this driving it, kind of how you can make the case. I mean, Dave Cook's rivals in this kind of position at the bottom are all way more inexperienced than he is. He brings know-how to the table that there isn't in the Basford dugout, that there isn't in the Bradford dugout. And Chaddy's had worked in management a little bit longer, but Dave Cook vastly more experienced, and they really will need to lean on every last drop that he can bring to make a fight of this.
And is it about the next two games, Radcliffe, Macclesfield? How important is it, Radcliffe and Macclesfield, to just take, you know, see what you can get out of it, but don't take it on
anything is a bonus, and that's the way to look at it. That's the reality. If they can come out with any points at all from those two games, they'll be absolutely made up.
It's another weekend where they've not got a game as well, and it's like they've just had 3 weeks where they've not played.
Yeah,
and
that's hard.
It is harsh, isn't
very
it,
harsh.
To keep that going. Yeah. But then out of Macclesfield, they've got Bamber Bridge, Workington, Gainsborough, Whitby, Atherton Coles, Ashton United, finishing things off with Morpeth away.
I think Morpeth, I mean, ideally they'd want to be at home, of course, but Morpeth is the ideal game for the last day of the season. Morpeth will be on their holidays by then, and if Stafford have still got something to fight for, you'd expect them to go up there and win. But a hell of a long way to go, isn't it? One thing we know, there's going to be twists and turns. There always is.
Bradford Park Avenue.
They're the kind of... They was a neat segue from what Berkey just said. They had 8 defeats in a row when Danny Whittaker come in. Yeah. They looked absolutely dead. And then they've now picked up 10 points from the last 5 games, mm-hmm. last 15 points on offer. Huge win Saturday. It feels so significant when you come out on the right side of one of those games against your direct rivals. And off the back of getting a little bit of a hiding at Marine, to come back and then beat Stafford in a real, really big game, that will give them such a lift. And suddenly, out of the 4 teams we're talking about in this little group, they're the ones with momentum now. And you kind of go, oh, we had a 50p, it might be on Bradford at the moment. It's changing, but they've given themselves now a real chance.
And for Bradford Park Avenue, what they've got left, because they've only got 8 games left of the season now, Rylands this weekend, then Whitby Town away, Worksop at home, Ilkeston away, then April, Radcliffe at home, Bashford at home, Gainsborough at home, Matlock away. There's some hard games in there. There's also some points to be had as well.
You need to ring that Bashford game, don't you?
Yeah.
You really, really do. That's a proper 6-pointer, that.
Really is.
Shall we move on to Bashford? Because they've been hovering above this relegation line a while now.
Yes.
And Bradford Park Avenue and Stafford, in all fairness, aren't too far away all of a sudden. Obviously, James Jepson's left. They need something, don't they, at this stage, just to give them a bit of a lift.
Yeah, desperately, desperately. They're now 7 league games without a win. Some echoes of what I said about Stafford. They've not scored in the last 4 games, so not difficult to identify where their problems are. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, though. They've played Rylands, Whitby, Hyde, Gainsborough away and Lancaster.
Yeah, really, really tough. It's interesting that James Jepson has stood down, but his coaching team has stayed, and they're now going to take the team till the end of the season, led by Danny Holmes. We don't quite know what we're going to get. They've only had a couple of games since Jepson left, and I thought broadly, like, he'd done a good job. So I was very surprised when the news came through that he'd resigned. We're not quite sure where that leaves Bashford, because we've not seen enough games since, but that kind of bigger picture of the no winning 7 is a big concern.
And the other thing is, as well, it's another weekend like Stafford. Mm-hmm. Bashford aren't playing this weekend. Right. It allows Bradford Park Avenue.
But when you've got a new manager in, that can allow you to work different things.
Yeah,
so it may be an advantage, but...
And we went through Atherton Coles' fixtures.
Well,
when
this
they
is the thing. Yeah, looking at this, you know, they've got 3 very... 4 out of the next 5 games, Ben. They're going to be keen, shall we say. They've got Matlock at home, they've got FC United away, very winnable match, Atherton Coles away, alright, Worksop Town, it's a free hit, but then Bradford Park Avenue away as well. If they can scrape some results together, two wins out of them 5,
it's amazing
wouldn't
how
be
many
a
teams
disaster
have got
at
Macclesfield
all.
And Radcliffe in succession, isn't it, as well,
Bashford.
Yeah.
Finishing things off with Bamberbridge at home as well, which could be a very important game for Bashford.
All Bamberbridge 4 teams have got a we'll all be there going, we've got a great chance of staying on.
Well, you say all 4, but I'd say there's 5 in the mix. Because I remember many moons ago, Hyde United being in a similar situation to FC United.
Yep.
Pretty safe. In March, the only problem was we were on a bit of a gammy run. And you've lost 6 out of the last 7.
Yeah.
And from experience...
But it requires, in the last 8 games of the season... Mm. Two sides to catch them.
A 10-point swing.
And that assumes FC United are standing still to the end of the season. And to be fair to FC United, they've had horrendous luck. I'm not going to go into referee decisions and stuff like that, but people have seen some of them. They've had horrendous luck.
You have.
He's missing 5 or 6 players, first-teamers, on a regular basis. It's like they're on rotation, some of them being out and then back in again, just in time for someone else to get injured. Mm-hmm. I think there's enough... But I think there's some big games coming up for FC United where they'll be very keen to finish the job.
Well, this is what I'm talking about, Ben, because you're playing a few of the teams down the bottom end there. You're playing a few of the teams up the top.
I mean, you made a joke about Atherton Coles away. FC United never do well at Alderhouse.
I weren't joking.
Oh.
But it's weird, really, because they haven't really got anything to play for, but I think he's one of the teams in the entire division that really need to finish the season well.
Absolutely.
But what about Matlock Town as well? Because Matlock Town, they've got two games in hand over FC United.
They're safe.
They need a positive end to the season as well, don't they?
The momentum which they finished last season, it's just not happened at all for all sorts of different reasons. They're another club, by the way, that's had loads of injury issues. And of course, they lost their leading goal scorer as well. They've just never, ever got going.
They've had a very tough month in the last month there at the same time. So again, Lancaster, Rylands, massive derby in the Derbyshire Cup. Worksop, Workington, Whitby. That's not a great month they've had there in general. But again, I think they've done enough just to stay up at this moment in time. If I said games we were safe last week,
yeah,
I think Matlock
are fine.
And they could be kingmakers on the final day, though. I mean, they play against Bradford Park Avenue. And if Matlock are safe by then, Bradford Park Avenue still need a win to stay up potentially.
Last season with Coles and Nantwich last day. So.
Exactly, yeah. And you look at the teams who were just floating.
As someone
with
who
the,
has been
the
through
bottom.
This, you do not want it to go to the last day of the season. Oh
absolutely
my God,
not.
No.
Are we heading towards that though, do you feel? With this bottom four,
I think Bradford, you make the strongest case for this month, but if you'd told us 6 weeks ago when we were last here, I'll be making the strongest case for Bradford. You'd have gone, eh?
You know what? No, I disagree. I'm making the strongest case for Atherton Coles,
well,
as long as they can keep hold of Enoch Lucianna.
Okay.
Well, there we go. There's a couple of teams we've not mentioned yet. Three teams. Well, four, actually. We didn't mention Workington. Obviously, Danny Grange is leaving.
Yeah, I should show him a bit of love. I know you did. He was on the show also.
Yeah, I mean, cracking season, really, when you think about it.
Been amazing fun. You know, I saw them a lot last season in the West Division, and they were brilliant to watch last year. Scored loads of goals. Loads of teams around the league really pleased for them that they got promoted. They won the playoffs.
Especially after imploding on the final.
Exactly, because of what happened 12 months earlier. So I think nobody really begrudged them. And they earned it. They were the second best team in the division. I don't think there's many arguments about that. And actually, at times this year, it's been really challenging for Danny Granger. He's done a brilliant interview, by the way, with his local paper, if people want to look it up, talking about his time at the club. I really enjoyed reading it. But it kind of crystallised. He's had a lot of challenges because Dan Wordsworth retired. He's like a real stalwart talisman for him. Then his assistant manager, Terry Mitchell, they've worked really well together. He went to Darlington when Steve Watson went in there, so he lost a key member of his staff. Mm-hmm. High-profile signing of Jay DeVitt, who'd come in, and then he's had a career-ending injury. So Grange had a lot to deal with. But he's going to leave them in a bang in the middle of the table at the moment. If they can finish in the top 10, what an amazing way to sign off. He talks about wanting to give the club time to now think about who might come after him. But we should absolutely celebrate the fact that he's got them back up to this level. He's done it in style. He's done it with loads of goals, loads of entertainment. I'd be really interested to see where he turns up next.
And just to finish things off with Morpeth, Bamber Bridge and Ilkeston. I mean, Ilkeston, they've had the moments, haven't they? But they've just run out of steam a little bit.
It feels a long time ago now. We've got all the mayhem in the summer of manager leaving before the game and another manager. So Ian Deakin's remit really was to come in and steady the ship. You know, we talked on the last month's show that they were flirting with a run on the playoffs, but they had that really difficult run of games and they've not picked up
points. Losing to every playoff hopeful.
But however, they have started to look ahead to next season. So Ian Deakin's his contract extended and they announced a signing this week, aren't they?
I think one of the top scorers.
Leading scorer from Heaney. So they're already kind of looking ahead to next season. They've done fine.
It's smart, getting a little
very
bit of
smart
early business in. Yeah.
Well, that's nearly it for this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. But just before we go, there's seven fixtures this weekend in the league, believe it or not, and one game in the Phoenix Trophy. FC United taking on Dragoons of Krakow on Sunday. But in the league on Saturday, quick round the table, Ashton United against Worksop Town in game of the weekend.
Draw.
Maybe. Draw.
Home win.
Home win.
That's really tough, that.
Is that what you're going with?
No. I honestly can't make my mind up. No,
just say draw.
I'm not even going to say draw. I
think Ashton are going to win.
And I can't make my mind up. I'm sorry, Ben.
That's fine. Bradford Park Avenue against Warrington Rylands.
You know, I've got this strongest feeling about Bradford Park Avenue.
Isn't it good?
I don't know.
Going back to my earlier point, isn't it good this time of the season? Proper games.
Yeah.
Proper games.
I think Park Avenue would be the value proposition there, wouldn't they? Yeah.
Geisley against Radcliffe.
Can they be the only team to do a double?
Well, that's really tough, isn't it?
Yeah. What a scalp.
Yeah.
Let's go for Geisler.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Matlock against Lancaster.
Lancaster.
Will they bounce back or will they?
I mean, Matlock's been a tough place to go this season with a lot of teams, but I think Lancaster.
Draw.
Morpeth Town against Atherton Coles. We all know where this is going, according to Burke.
Yes. High scoring game. I can see that being like 5-3 or something. Take your pick.
Whitby Town against Gainsborough.
I can see Gainsborough getting making it 6 points. Just
home win, they'll get revenge for last week.
I agree. I'm with Simo here.
Okay, and finally, Workington against Hyde United, a game that Berkey will not be at.
Well, you sounded very confident there, Ben.
But if you were going on the bus, how would you do it?
Ah, right.
Good Simo.
I'd leave early doors for a start. Absolutely, I'd get the bus up to Bolton. There's several you can get. Then I'd get the one.
Eight is my favourite.
Yeah, it's a classic. Then I'd get the 1-2-5 up to Preston. Then I think it's... Oh, I can't remember.
Well, is that Preston via Charlie? Does it go via Charlie?
It does, actually, yes, yeah. Yeah, it goes via Charlie. Bamber Bridge as well.
When you're going through Charlie, get yourself a butter pie as well.
If you've got time to jump off and stretch your legs, I can recommend it from Greenhalshes. Last time I was in there, a pigeon came in as well and picked up some crumbs. That was nice. Then you get the bus from Preston to Lancaster. I can't remember the number off the top of my head.
Yep.
Then, well, unfortunately, it's a bit of a slog, this. You can't go the obvious way because there's no buses between Barrow and Workington. Oh. So what you have to do is you get on the 555 all the way from Lancaster up to Keswick, which is 3 hours. So you're setting off at 5 in the morning here. Keswick, I think it's the X5, across to Workington. And there you are at Borough Park.
And I think you'll find, dear listener, that that was the highlight of the show. And what a way to end.
I think there's also the X6 or maybe the X4.
It's all right. I don't think anyone's going to do it.
Half hourly.
But it was nice to listen to.
Thank you. It's nice to know it's possible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's good to know.
Well,
that.
I mean, I'd have to check the timings. When you're to go.
Right. Well, that's it for this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Big thank you to Michael Clegg and a big good luck to Macclesfield this weekend in the FA Trophy. And a big thank you to Mr. Ian Burke from 26-0.
Thanks, Ben.
A big thank you to Mr. Andrew Simpson.
No worries, thank you.
Where are you off to this weekend?
I am covering a huge playoff game in the West Division run called the Nits and Bootle on Saturday.
There well, you we say go. A playoff game, they're not in it yet.
Well, playoff contenders.
A league going to win at last?
Yes.
Come
league
on,
are
league.
Coming up to the Premier Division.
But again, if you've got to try and predict that playoff race, have fun with that one.
And that match report will be in the non-league paper on
it
Sunday.
Sure will.
There we go. And a big thank you to James Hayes. Just before we go, James, it's starting to look a bit like spring outside, so less of your pitch inspection tweets on Saturday morning, but how can people keep across everything?
Yes, X, follow me on Twitter, Northern Premier League, and then on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube, Official Northern Premier.
Well, thank you, James, and also a big thank you to Damien here at the Heat and Hops, at Heat and Hops on Twitter.
Camera Pub of the Year as well.
Camera Pub of the Year for South Manchester and Stockport. Well, that's it for this month's edition of the show. Big thank you for joining us. You all have a lovely weekend. You'll be here from us again very soon. You take care. Bye-bye.